Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John, now. Good morning, John.
Jumbo, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm not as excited as you are. You sound like you're going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney tomorrow morning. Let's see. I'm on vacation for the week. I'm going to Disney tomorrow morning. My Florida Gators somehow pulled a miraculous win out of their butts yesterday for a last-minute touchdown. The Buccaneers, I finally get to see play today, and I've got power, so dang right, I'm doing really well.
And
so,
how's the swamp doing?
It's moving. It's farther up our yard than it was yesterday, and it's kind of messing with our drain field, because our drain field's in our backyard from our septic tank. And so I think it's flooded right now, so we have to be very careful with washing clothes and everything right now so that we don't overflow our septic tank.
Now,
so
why,
it's a good thing we're leaving for a couple of days. So.
Yeah, to let it settle down. But what's the reason why, after all this, it's rising now?
The Withlacoochee River, which we live right on.
Well, say
right
that. Withlacoochee River in the Friday night.
That's the Chattahoochee. But
yeah,
well,
I'm just saying, you got your own now. You could create your own song, become a millionaire, John.
Yeah, there you go. We live right down the block from the Withlacoochee River, and the wetlands that surround it surround our house. I mean, basically what they did when they built our house in the 80s was to backload a lot of the dirt from across the street, made a canal, and then fill in some of the wetlands, and then they built our house on top of that. So in a way, it's kind of like what they did at Disney, where they were building the Seven Seas Lagoon and filling in the wetlands there to put the Magic Kingdom on top of. But
Hopefully the same guys did your house.
I can hope. I don't think it was a former Army Corps of Engineer General, but yeah, so we're behind our backyard, it's basically wetlands, and when we get a lot of rain, it builds up and then starts to creep, but it's also connected to the river itself just by the swamp and stuff. And all the rain that they had down in Tampa and the Everglades and stuff have forced more rain all the way down the Withlacoochee River to where we're at, and they keep releasing the dams to try to let the flow of water get eventually to the Gulf. But right now, it's just backing up on our property, so it's wonderful.
That's horrible. So hopefully you go away a couple days and come back, it goes down. But then you got these other storms coming, so you better be careful, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And just one after another. But for right now, I'm good. So.
Yeah, well, you're headed to Disney World tomorrow, and you're going to have some fun. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on, and we're excited to hear about what your plans are. I kind of got a little sneak peek. You're going to be spending a lot of time at the Magic Kingdom this trip.
Yep. The wife wanted to make sure we saw the 3 o'clock parade, the fireworks, the new fireworks show and stuff like that. And fortunately, we can't spend two nights there, Doug. I wonder why we can't spend two nights at the Magic Kingdom bumming around.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So we've only got two nights out there, so 50% of our trip is encompassed by a Halloween party. So.
Yeah, but it's nice. Dave, it's good, buddy. You know. Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to go again. I mean, everybody calls me. I'm the raging ranter and all that other stuff. It's just, I feel like that. You schedule a trip, and Yeah, everybody acts like you can go when you gotta go when you're off work. You know, you only get vacation times at certain times of year. Like, and what cracks me up is too, he's a school teacher, right? And he's limited the times that he gets to go. And all of us with our jobs are limited. I would have been there earlier, but with the job I'm doing now, with me, when work's busy, you don't just leave. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
So the week I'm going right now is because it's kind of, well, it's a week we like to go, but it's also a week I had to go because I wanted to go for my birthday. I'd rather spend my 50th birthday there on my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to go when you got to go. And look, so you get punished by them because you can't. He acts like you can decide to go whenever you want. So like Pat was breaking my stones. Well, it's the 1 week you're going with. It's the week I get to go that there's 4 days of parties. But the thing that cracks you up, we all can't decide when we get to go. You understand?
No.
Yeah, we're not independently wealthy where we can go whenever we want.
No, and down here we're the exact opposite of you guys, of you up north. I mean, our busiest time of the year by far is the winter time. So, I mean, I would love to take my vacation in January and be out there when it's a little slower and stuff like that, and the weather's beautiful. But I can't because that's a beautiful time in Florida, and guess what? That brings everybody down here, so I have to work at that time. So
you got all the snowbirds in town.
Yep, sure do. So.
You know, I mean, I don't know. But I feel bad for you. Like, I mean, I know we'll talk a little bit more as the show goes on what your plans are, but I know you wouldn't mind spending 2 nights at the Magic Kingdom, especially with you staying at the Poly.
Yep, that's the goal. I mean, we're staying right there. We can take the monorail right over. So,
yeah.
It kind of sucks we're going to be kicked out that one night. So.
Yeah, the party should be at 9 o'clock the way it always used to be.
Yeah, that would be fine. I mean, give us a couple hours, at least 1 hour, hour and a half with it being dark. So,
and the thing that cracks you up is the followers, you know, the ones blinded by the Kool-Aid, will sit there and say, well, they want the party to start earlier. For us, it's better. We get more time, blah, blah, blah. No, they don't. The reason they're starting it earlier is because they don't have to pay their employees any longer. They're getting double paid, and they can close the park down earlier. So instead of the party having to run to 1 o'clock and they have to pay their employees to 1, they can end the show earlier and not pay their employees for a couple extra hours. Am I right or wrong, John?
Yeah, it sounds right to me. So.
Yeah, but I can't get you in trouble, John. I forgot. You're a member of the Mouse.
I think we're okay with all that. So.
Well, speaking of members, our members of Main Street, the Main Street pub here, our little Disney social club or whatever you want to call it, Disney pub, you know, members of the Disney pub. Our good buddy Dennis, he's stepping away from the show, and I don't know when he's coming back or if he's coming back. There'll always be a chair waiting for him. I won't get into I'm not going to get into details why. There's nothing. Me and Dennis are still getting along great. We're still great buddies. It's just life's getting in the way right now for Dennis. So we're going to miss him. We'll keep the stool here, and we hope he does come back one day.
Yeah, we're going to miss his Boston accent and the good quality Sam Adams he used to bring to the pub. But, I you know, carry on, I guess.
Yeah. So. I want to continue doing this. This is the night I get to meet with my buddies. You know, I don't have as many hobbies as I used to. I'm getting a little older, and this is one my favorite. I like to meet up with you guys once or twice a week and talk about our favorite thing. Believe it or not, I still love Disney. It's, you know, my wife, my family, my mother-in-law, my dog, my family, and then Disney is what my life is wrapped around. You know what I'm saying? And I love doing this show. I consider you, Bob, and Dennis three of my best friends. I mean, you're the guys I talk to the most now in my life. So we're really going to – I'm going to miss Dennis's point of view on things. I'm going to miss having my buddy Dennis to talk to a couple days a week. But he has to do what he has to do, and I plan on carrying this show on as long as this mouth will work.
You know, you mentioned your family and then your dog and Disney, but I think you forgot to put the Philadelphia Eagles in there somewhere.
Well, that's without saying. You know, I love my football and baseball teams, but you know what I'm getting at. I just love, you know, I love doing this. I love all of our friends. I love the friendships. This is the reason, the biggest thing that I love about it, all the friendships that we've made from this show. Like, we got the girls coming on later this week. We're going to have Jen, Judith, and Carmen come on and actually make the show Good. Yeah, they're going to come on Thursday. We're going to have another ladies' night. We're hoping to do more of this. And the reason, and I'm hoping now that things are slowing down, summer's over, we'll be able to get the ladies on more regularly because we enjoy having their point of view. But the same thing with them. The reason it's taken so long to get three of them the same night, they're all hardworking women. They all have lives and jobs. It's hard to get them all crowded at the same time. And when they do come, they love to pick on us, John. So be prepared.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm used to it. I've been married for 20 years, so
you know how to take a beating.
Yeah, yeah.
We all do. But no, we're really looking forward to having them on. Bob's going to be coming back on for, you know, he's going down supposedly for maybe another trip to Food and Wine, he's hoping, and then we're going to be doing attractions again because we have a couple parks we got to redo, and well, the show will go on, but Dennis will be missed, and nothing but best wishes to you, Dan, and hope life stops getting in the way for you, and you can join us again one day.
So. Yeah, it'd be great to hear him, and we definitely want to hear about his trip that he has got coming up. So hopefully he can at least come on and talk about that a bit. So
well, I'm hoping we'll see what happens. And like I said, I had Scott when I first started this, and he had the same thing. His job and family and everything else, it was too much for him to do the show. And Scott always has an open chair here. There's a chair in the back. It has an awful hell of a lot of dust on it because he ain't joined us in a while. But I try to keep it clean. But you know what I'm saying? I can only do so much. But
Yeah. You got to come in and clean it off every once in a while yourself.
Yeah. So. They're all friends. They'll always be friends at a pub. And Dennis will always be a part of it. I know Judith and all of them. Hopefully they continue to listen to us. They don't leave because Dennis is going.
I don't know the voice of reason. I don't know.
So, I don't know. We'll Judith, I know Judith liked Dennis more than me, so. You know. Hopefully she sticks. Hopefully she shows up on Thursday after she hears this.
Oh, boy. Oh. I don't know. We did a show specifically for Thursday night that you released this morning. So, you know, hopefully that'll.
Give me a little equity in her love bank,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Raise her esteem of you. So,
but and also our good friend Jen from the Happiest Vlog on Earth. She had a birthday this week, so happy birthday again, Jen. We hope you had a wonderful birthday celebration. And Carmen, they just got back from down in the world, and I'm sure she'll have some little tidbits. So head over to the Adventures of Peas and Carrots because they're always doing something. They're not just in Disney World. They're at that, what, Carowinds is it called, John?
Yeah, the park up there by them. Yeah, they seem to be there just about as much as I try to get to Disney. So.
Yeah, they're always there, and they're at Myrtle Beach, and they're always having a good time. So head over to Adventures of Peas and Carrots and check them guys out, and they'll all be joining us this week on Thursday. So we're looking forward to that show. So do you want to get into some news? You got anything else you want to say, Johnny?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I know, following my Facebook page for my, trains that they actually had, some trains or some trees that fell down across the tracks and, trees that actually fell on the trains themselves. So they had, some damage actually out there at the Wildlife Express, but it looks like they got it all fixed up, and Rafiki's Planet Watch and stuff had some damage too. So, but it looks like they got everything fixed up, and I think they reopened yesterday or the day before. So.
Oh, your train was hit?
Yeah, trees on it.
Oh, that's a shame. We can't get Action News Reporter because you're not allowed to have a camera.
Yeah, supposedly there's a couple of pictures out there floating around. When I get back to work, I'm going to see if I can find them. So.
Yeah, I wonder who took them. Yeah. You're not allowed to. You know what I'm saying?
Sneaky.
You know what I'm saying? They probably have a camera that's not registered to them.
Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? A little sneaky yep. Pete camera. You need get one of those ones. You need to get one that has the little lapel, like the flower on it, so you could just sit there and take pictures. But no, that's a shame. And our good buddy Robbie, he was down there. Happy birthday to Robbie too. He was spending his birthday at the parks this week. He's going to be coming on. Did you hear what that big shot did?
I saw some of the places he ate at in one day. It was kind of amazing. So.
Yeah, he ate at Victoria and Albert's. He's going to be giving us a review on that.
Yeah, and you see where he ate lunch at the same day?
What? Well, I know. Well, you know, these rich Disneyland kind of guys, you know.
Holy cow, man. Goodness gracious.
Now, he lived large that week. Stayed at the boardwalk. His view was beautiful. He rode out a hurricane. He could write a book on this week's trip.
It sounds pretty adventurous, doesn't it?
Yeah, he had a great time. And then he wrote back. He tweeted out that because the train was shut down on at the Magic Kingdom too, and he got the ride on that one last trip on the train before he left. So I know he was thinking of me. So thanks, Rob.
Oh yeah, I'll be on it tomorrow, and I'll send you a salute from the train. So.
Yeah, maybe you should do a Periscope for us for the show.
I'd give it a shot. You want me to? Let's see, which one do you think would work better, Periscope or Facebook Live?
Whatever one's easier for you. You ask me this every time I tell you to do it. Whatever way you want to do, John.
All right.
You know, you know. I mean, I'm tired of it. I've lost that battle, man. You decide and do it, and I'm on board because I ain't there.
Okay.
So. Yeah, next time I'll say, do Facebook Live. Do you think I should do Periscope? Which one do you think?
I don't know which one. Doug, which one?
So, but no, there's been a lot of news coming. Not a lot of news, but some news coming out of the parks. One of the quick ones I have is, did you see Disney has finally filed the permits for the new Main Street Theater?
Yeah, I heard something about this. It looks like they're going to try to get that under construction soon too, huh?
Yeah, the permit runs out on December 31st, but that doesn't mean it's definitely let me finish. December 31st, 2019. I kind of left that a little open-ended, didn't I?
But December 31st when?
Yeah, December 31st, 2019 is when the permit runs out, but that doesn't mean they can't file for a new one. But usually that's when they're expecting the work to be completed. And it's supposed to be taking away the cast member lot one back there behind, and they're going to be creating that other Main Street back there. So I'm sure the cast members aren't happy. They got to walk further now.
Well, the people that are parking there are usually the leads and bigger time supervisors anyway. So it's not your frontline cast members.
Well, they're the ones that'll complain the most.
Exactly.
Us blue collar boys, we're used to walking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, to park at the Magic Kingdom, that is a hike. You have to park and then take a bus and then walk some more. So.
I remember I was running a job over in Philadelphia, and I ran the job, and they would give the foremans parking right on site, and all the other guys would have to park in the city and a lot. Cost them $8-$10 a day. You know what I'm saying? And I felt bad because I was used to, I'm used to being part of that. So what I did was I rotated every week. I had like seven of us there, and every week I would give one of my guys my spot. And then the other foreman, you're making me look bad. Blah, blah, blah. Well, what do you mean I'm making you look bad? Like, I'm already getting foreman's rate. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, John, wouldn't you appreciate if there were seven of us? I said, John, next week you park in my spot, and I'll pay for the parking. You get away. I mean, I think you should take care of your guys that way. You shouldn't be greedy, in my opinion. So what I did is we would share it. And also, like, if you said, John or Doug, next week my kid has a play or a soccer game, is there any chance I could have – we would take care of each other as far as who got the free parking there. And it went a long way with those guys. I have to say, it was those guys broke their hump for me, and I think they appreciated the little bit back I gave them, if you follow me. But you got to work together with that stuff. So usually us blue collar guys, we're used to walking. Now them, I think they're gonna be a little upset when they gotta carry their lunchbox a little extra, a few more feet. What do you think?
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, the Animal Kingdom, it's a pretty good hike too. That we park out back, and then we have to walk to the back entrance and then take a bus from there to where you actually work at. So yeah, all of us normal frontline people were used to walking. So yeah, you're right. That's probably somebody that's been at Disney for 20 years, and they're probably going to gripe about losing their spaces. So.
Yeah. The other foremans would be like, yo, Doug, why is he parked in your spot? Because I think it was the right thing to do, dude. I felt bad, you know, let you park up front for a change. You know, you got a 6 o'clock start, you're leaving your house at 4:45 in the morning, and then after you get to the city, you got to walk, you know, 4 or 5 blocks to just get to the job. It's nice to park right there on site, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but anyway, they filed those permits, and it looks like that's going to be open. It's saying it's a 2,000-seat theater. It's based on a theater back in Walt's hometown, so I don't know. They haven't come up. Listen to my English. I'm trying to be the ball. I'm trying to be the New Jersey butcher now. No, but they're trying to they still haven't came up with a name for the theater yet. So it's just called the Main Street Theater. But I don't see it being called Main Street Theater because it's not on Main Street. It's going to be on the second Main Street. And I don't think they're going to call the next one Main Street 2, do you?
No. So they'll probably come up with a square name or something like that to name the theater after, right, and then name it a look. Because it looks like it's going to have a little, courtyard or something in front of it. So
yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Anything new I'm happy with when they add. Sometimes we don't like when they take away and make new, but when they just add new, I'm good with it.
It's always good.
You know, just the money goes up, then we cry. Yeah. The other day, not to change the subject, but I missed it. Do you remember when they, because I seen the movie the other day, me and Brenda were eating lunch, and I was flipping through the iPad, because we have our, instead of putting a flat screen in the kitchen, what we have is an iPad out there, because the iPad has all the, all my TV, it has the same stations that my TV has on. I have it linked to my internet, to my cable. And we have the island, and we just leave the iPad sitting there, because it's just as good that sitting there as the TV hanging on the wall. It's right there in the middle of the island. And we were sitting there, and I'm flipping through the channels, and Wally was on. And it made me miss Wally roaming around the park. Do you remember when they had the little Wally robot roamed up and down, roamed around the park?
I remember seeing something about it, but I don't think I ever came across him out there.
Yeah, I wish they still had him there. I wish they'd bring him back, because I liked it when he was roaming around the park. He was really cool. So, but yeah, it was making me think about that. I watched that the other day. I still haven't seen Princess and the Frog. Sorry, John.
You're going to find it sooner or later.
Yeah, we will. But anyway, continuing on of new things, Void, The Secrets of the Empire will be opening this November is what it's saying, where Once Upon a Toy used to be. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, actually, we will probably, that sounds almost perfect, so I'm sure everybody else will have the same idea too, but we now have this tradition we started a couple of years ago when the new Star Wars movie came out, that when they come out, me, my son, and my wife all go see them at Disney, so... That the newest installment comes out in December, so maybe that will be a day. Maybe we'll go see the movie mid-morning, early afternoon, and then go check this out right afterwards. So, yeah, it sounds like something we'd all enjoy.
No, absolutely. I mean, I would even – the way this sounds, like you're putting a virtual reality and you're part of the Force is what I'm – it's a whole – it's like 3D. It's all – you're all involved in it. It's like you become part of the action, and I think that sounds really cool. I think it's going to do very well myself.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like something that they...
You could do over and over again.
Yeah, and something they might be testing because of the Star Wars hotel. They're going to probably have a lot of stuff kind of like this, where you're actually going to be immersed into the world type thing. So.
No, I'm excited about it, even though just imagine if they did Andy's Backyard with this.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I could be attacked by... whatchamacallit, Buzz and Woody, because they'd probably think of me as the nasty boy next door. What was his name again?
Was it Spike?
Yeah, Spike.
I think it was Spike.
Yeah, and I'd like to give Lotso what for.
Yeah. You'd still like to run him down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's still, I think, the worst Disney villain. And did you see with the permits and everything filed, construction's actually begun on the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride over at Epcot.
Oh, that's cool. They didn't waste much time there then, did they?
No. From what I've seen on videos and reading, they've already started to tear the land. They're already removing trees and excavating where the back building's going to be. Supposedly, from what I'm reading and everything I'm seeing online and, going through the channels that we usually search for news and stuff like that, there's going to be two buildings. Did you know that?
No. I was wondering, they're totally demolishing the energy building, and they're going to reset two brand new buildings?
No, from what I'm reading is the regular Ellen building that's already there, the front part of that and all, they're going to make into a major queue for that ride.
Oh, okay.
And the queue is supposed to be very interactive from what I'm reading and watching. And then it's supposed to be a launch roller coaster in the back. From what I'm reading, it's supposed to be kind of like a launch roller coaster, like a rock and roller coaster.
Huh. All right. So, yeah, I guess I could see that. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an e-attraction. That's the rumors I'm getting now. I mean, don't hold me to it. Please don't shoot the messenger. This is just things that I've read. But from everything I'm reading is the main building is going to be a major queue. It's supposed to be a really cool queue. It's supposed to be – from everything – they're saying it's going to be very interactive queue, very cool. And I'm hoping if it's something as cool as like Toy Story or something like that, I'll be happy. And then the back – then you're supposed to file through there into the back building. And they're clearing that whole lot back there because it's supposed to be a roller coaster. So that's what I'm getting.
An interior coaster, like a rock and roller coaster inside a building?
That's okay. What I'm seeing. And okay. It could be kind of inside out. The views and the layout is kind of a little confusing if you follow me. But that's what I'm reading so far. But the bad news is it looks like it's not supposed to be done to 2021.
Hoo-wee. Yeah, so that's going to take a while.
They're saying it might be done faster if everything happens at Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land the way they're hoping. And then they could move up. The date might move up if they break Imagineers free. Because right now it's all being done, the excavating and clearing the lot and all that. Plus, because it's in wetlands, kind of, they had to file those water permits. I'm sure there's a lot of work just to be done to get the land ready. It isn't
one of those
where you just tear down an old building and build a new one because the foundation's already good there. This year they're making a whole new foundation in that wet area. So I'm sure it's going to take quite a bit of work just to get it prepped. So they probably won't even be ready to start building until next year.
Yep. It's quite the process to make sure that you don't run into the swamp or a sinkhole here. So.
Yeah. And speaking of process, trust the process. Did you see my picture I posted yesterday?
No, I don't think I did.
No, I got my new Sixers hat. Trust the process.
You're ready for basketball season already?
Oh, I'm excited about b-ball season. It's nice to actually have a team back here in Philly. But, no, I'm excited about Guardians of the Galaxy, John. I think this will be a good addition. I'll miss, Alton, which I know Pat and them will pick on me, the goofballs at the Mickey Dudes. Well, I can't say goofballs, just Dave and Pat. Chuck, Joe, and them guys, they're okay. Yeah, they're good guys. Dave, that goes without saying. Pat, he likes busting my stones, but I love Pat. He's a friend of the show. But those guys, they love breaking my stones about the love of Ellen.
Actually, one of the other guys had a funny comment the other day. They were talking. I think they were talking about the attraction we were just talking about, the Guardians of the Galaxy new coaster opening up sometime in 2021. So one of the guys said, yeah, the attraction's going to open in 2021. Pat will ride it in 2035. So
that's about it. I mean, and speaking of other things that Pat's never seen, the Hall of Presidents. Did you see that they're slowly, the whole to do about, and we don't get political on this show, the conspiracy theories that they're holding it off because of Trump. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's taken so long to reopen. From the things that I'm reading now is it's because they decided to make more room. So it'll be ready for like the next 10 presidents. Like they're trying to be proactive now to make it. They're remodeling it so they can just continue to add. They got to a point where they needed to make more space, if you follow me. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But all the conspiracy theorists, they think that they're holding off for Trump. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they drug their feet a little bit, to be quite honest with you. But, I mean, if a lot of Disney fans or a lot of fans out there had their way, they'd put Trump right behind Obama and have Obama talk for him. And all you would see is Trump's hair sticking up or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it just took so long just to get his hair just right.
But anyway, that's one of the theories. But the rumors are it's not going to be much longer before it's open. I hope it's open by the time I go. Because I love the Hall of Presidents. I love everything it stands for. No matter who you voted for or who you want, everybody needs to calm down. We all need to be more united, and that's what this country's about, us all being together. And right now, with all the knuckleheads going on in the world, we need to be together.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
But I do love Hall of Presidents. I love listening to that whole – I've not missed it on a trip. And what I really like, the last trip with my godson and my brother-in-law, they're both big history buffs. And it's nice to see a 21-year-old kid that loves history. Like, he gets in trouble because we get mad at him because he'll see, like, an old abandoned building or like an old hospital or something. He'll see like these old buildings and he likes to go in and roam around and look at them. He's like into the old architecture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I keep telling him he should try to become an architect. Do, you know, if he loves them old buildings that much, try to do something with it. I mean, I want nothing to do with going in those old buildings. But
either that or some kind of refurbishing, you know, contractor where you refurbished old buildings or something.
Yeah, he has an uncle who knows something about that. But
yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I love the idea that it was nice that, you know how you go into that ride and people like Pat who don't want to go into the attraction, they're there and they're miserable. It's nice that those two are as into it as me. There's no talking. There's no – they're just watching the show, and you can see that they're into it as much as I am. And the Hall of Presidents is a heck of a show, and I think everybody should experience it a few times. I go out of respect, and I still remember you spoke about September 11th earlier. I remember when that – after that happened and the parks reopened because the parks were closed down when that happened, and we were there, as everybody knows. I keep repeating myself. But it was so amazing how the Hall of Presidents was – there wasn't an empty seat in that for any showing for, like, days.
Oh, yeah. I bet that and the American Adventure at Epcot and Pollock, both shows were absolutely packed.
Exactly. And like I said before, like, all – anything – was I did the same thing. I have T-shirts and hats now from it. Anything that had the American flag on it was sold out. Like, all the stuff in Liberty Square was, like, gone. I mean, people could not go buy American flags and hats and T-shirts. Anything that had anything to do with us, they couldn't buy fast enough. Yeah, it was really fun to see. Like, you were walking around the parks and you would see American flags everywhere.
Yep.
It was really a cool thing to see. But, yeah, so the Hall of Presidents, I'm hoping, will be open by the time our next visit. And you should, you're going to be there this weekend. Try to take a peek or ask the cast member when they think it'll be open. You might know somebody.
Give it a shot. You know, walk by there tomorrow, ask them.
And you could act cool, John. You could say, I'm on the job, too.
Look, I'm CM'd.
Yeah, I'm on the job. You know how the cops do in the, I'm on the job. You can go up and act all cool, tell them you're on the job. Yo, honey, I drive the train over at the Animal Kingdom, buddy. You know, I'm an engineer, babe. You know.
There you go.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I'm hoping you'll give me some information, give me some good news that's going to be open when I get there.
Yeah, it would be nice. I wish it was open tomorrow because we haven't seen it in, what, year and a half now. So it'd be nice.
Yeah, speaking of reopenings, and you might get there one of these days. You keep telling me as a cast member you're going to go over. Typhoon Lagoon finally reopens after closure due to Hurricane Irma. So it's open, as normal, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. right now. So Blizzard Beach opened earlier in the week, but additional landscaping at Typhoon Lagoon has taken a little longer to recover. And it says this is a couple. This is yesterday it opened, and it was operating hours 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So double check what the operating hours are. But if you want to get your Typhoon Lagoon on, you can go over there now.
Well, that's a good thing. I know both of those places are full of trees, especially Typhoon Lagoon. So I imagine that's what was the holdup. And not to mention that you had to clean them pools out, probably with the amount of leaves that they lost landing in the swimming pools. So.
Well, speaking of pools, what we'll call fountains, did you hear that the Muppets fountain's finally going to reopen?
Yeah, it's not a planter anymore.
Oh, my. Our friend Jen from the Happiest Vlog on Earth, she was none too happy with that not being a water fountain. On one of her vlogs on YouTube, she was a little upset when it was a planter. So I think she'll be happy to know it's going to have water in it again. I will be, too. It wasn't the same being that planter when I went back to Pizza Rizzo and all. I mean, Pizza Planet, right?
Yeah.
When I went back to the pizza place back there to check that out when they were working on it, because it wasn't even open yet. They had that fountain closed, and it's just not the same without the fountain there.
No, it's not. And it wasn't built to be a planter, so it's nice to see it as a fountain again. So.
No, and then more photos and signage and shop window details now going on in the Baseline Tap House in Grand Avenue. Grand Avenue looks absolutely beautiful. I mean, have you been watching, looking at the pictures of it?
Yeah, it looks, I guess it's supposed to be like now it's going to be a street out of California, so it looks gorgeous, and the signage and stuff for the tap house looks really nice, so yeah, I'm going to be very excited to see this place, and I'm hoping that they actually import some, or not import, but bring over some California beers that maybe we can't normally find in Florida. So that would be exciting.
Oh, I can just see you and Robbie now being beer buddies.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah, Robbie, I just had this over at the Tap House. Have you had it before? I can hear you two now. But no, I'm looking forward to that whole area. I mean, I can't wait to be roaming up and down that street.
Yep, yep. Yeah, me too, on the way to Star Wars Land. So you'll be just on the street. I'll be heading through to Star Wars Land. So.
I'll go into Star Wars Land too, buddy. Don't be acting all right. Like I won't. I don't hate it. But I'll be happy. I'll be roaming over. The day that you guys are all going crazy in Star Wars Land, I'll be riding Slinky Coaster an extra time.
Yep.
It has all this signage up. It really looks good. I mean, it has all my scaffold up. It has the ladders up, the lifts up. I feel like I'm looking at one of my job sites.
Yeah, it's a shame. That's not one of your job sites. Get down here, it probably will be, right?
Yeah, so. You ain't kidding, man. I mean, it would make me very, very happy. But yeah, I mean, everything, the Baseline Tap House, I can't wait to get a beer in there. Just chilling, relaxing. While all you guys are in Star Wars Land, I'll be hanging out at the tap room. I'll be at the Tap House.
I think I might spend a little bit of time in there too. So.
Yeah, I think you'll have a barstool butt print in there.
Yeah, we might have to, maybe we'll take the Main Street Pub on the road over to the Tap House one time. So that'd be exciting.
That would be cool. Maybe at night we could put the logo up from the Main Street Pub over top of the Tap House. Think we'd get in trouble for that?
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Nah. But did you see, speaking of Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land, did you see, and I wish you guys could get over there, but hopefully you do before we get down there, head over to Walt Disney Presents, and it unveiled what used to be One Man's Dream. They have the maps, I mean, the models over there for Toy Story Land and for Star Wars Land.
And, yeah, I saw the pictures. It looks really good.
I mean, the Slinky Coaster, it looks crazy, dude.
Yeah, and from what I saw of the model there, it looks like they're going to leave a lot of the, or they're going to institute or implement a lot of foliage and trees and stuff. So it's going to look like a real backyard. So when you're in Toy Story Land, it's not going to be this concrete jungle. There's going to be a lot of trees and bushes and stuff like that. So it'll be like a kid's backyard with his toys all spread around. So.
Dude, when I seen the army men standing on top of blocks, I'm all in. and you see the Legos, all that stuff back there. I mean, I forget the name of them, with the round with the peg sticking in them. What the heck's the name of them?
Tinker Toys.
Yeah, they have all that stuff back there. But the thing that has me freaked out is, and I'm excited about doing it, but the way that coaster sits on that track and how thin that track is, it looks a little scary. Have you seen the pictures for that?
No, I don't think I have. I haven't seen I haven't noticed a discrepancy with a thin track or anything, so I'll have to go check it out.
When you see the model, if you get a chance, head over to the website and check out the model. And, dude, it's I'm going on it immediately. I'll risk my life for the show to do a review, you know what I'm saying? But if you see it as a real narrow track, there's no guard, there's no nothing. You're just on this, it looks like a piece of string you're on with this coaster. It's crazy. But
I'm pretty sure it'll be safe.
No, but it's pretty cool. And then they have the other models for the other rides with the little I don't know. There's some crazy stuff going on. Buzz and Woody, and it shows you all the little spinning rides and stuff like that going on. So I'm really excited about Toy Story. And then Star Wars Land, the thing that really is crazy to me about Star Wars Land is just all those buildings. It looks like they have to build like 30 buildings.
Yeah, it looks like they're instituting an entire city back there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, if it's exactly what, and it's going to be, but if it's exactly what that model shows, they got a lot of work ahead of them with all those buildings.
Yeah, a lot of construction.
And I wonder how good what's the name of the manger ride that's going to be in there?
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. See, you got to know where I'm going with this. You're the Star Wars guy.
I was letting you flounder. So.
Yeah, Yeah, well, thanks, buddy. I thought we were a team. See, Dennis would have never let me flounder like that.
Oh, man.
Dennis would have helped me right away.
Well, he was the voice of reason.
Yes.
So.
No, but there's some crazy things. And I know this. I'll probably never be on this at Toy Story Land. The alien, the swirling saucers, they kind of look like the teacups. They're going to spin kind of like that. That's the scariest ride in the park for me, the teacups.
it'll make you the sickest, that's for sure.
Yeah, with an 8-year-old kid in a teacup, that's like terror. You know they're going to spin the bejesus out of you. So, but I don't know.
Does it look like the alien ride's going to be on a flat surface like the teacups, or did it look like it's going to be on kind of like arms like Dumbo or something and go up in the air and spin?
Nah, from what it looks like to me, it's going to be spinning right on the ground, man. I mean,
okay.
It's, yeah, because it's inside. The building ain't even that high. You know what I'm saying? The building's it's a small building. It kind of it's going to be something like the teacups, like, because there's all these little round circle plants where these ride things sit on, so they can just keep spinning around and around. I'd probably never ever do it. This will be a Pat ride for me, I think.
You got to experience it once, don't you?
No, I don't, dude. If it's any, like I said, anything like the teacups, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Will you?
I'll go on it once and see how it is and stuff like that. But no, I think I'm done with the teacups and I'm done with Mission Space. But I'll give this one time shot probably. So.
Yeah. Did you see the other day something really scary happen?
No, what's that?
The friendship boats were shut down for a couple of days.
That's a good thing you weren't there. He would have demanded your refund.
Dude, I would have lost my mind. Epcot Resort area friendship boats return to service. The friendship boat service on Crescent Lake has been resumed. Operating between Epcot and Epcot area resorts and Disney Hollywood Studios, the friendship boats are a popular choice for guests staying in Epcot area hotels. The service was closed yesterday due to what is believed to be high water levels associated with Hurricane Irma. I don't know, dude. Everybody was panicking, kind of like the whole the refillable mug scandal when those friendship boats went down. You know, I was seeing stuff out there like, it was pretty scary. I think what the water because they have them like them floatable docks and stuff like that, and I think some of those rose a little too high and it was getting a little nerve wracking to let guests on and off. I think maybe the docks were above level.
Probably that, and then probably they do go under several bridges, so you know, maybe that was just getting a little too close for the top of the boats going underneath the bridge. So
yeah, but could you imagine being down there and the monorails down and the friendship boats?
And that put a lot of people on our little path over there. That would be aggravating.
Oh, dude, could you imagine having this? You're staying at the, see, and this is where I bet you, and this is where everybody thinks I'm an idiot, and I'll take that with a badge of honor. But like, if you're staying at any of those resorts, right? And those boats are down. Don't you think Disney ought to give you a little something? If you're stuck taking the boat, I mean the buses. Because I know they didn't put an extra 20 buses on duty. They probably added one for each resort. And the thing that stinks about that is, and Dennis has gone off on this in the past, that one bus is shared between Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Club. That's just wrong.
Yeah. They get very crowded. I've been in that situation before too, so.
How does an elite, a deluxe resort, not have its own bus?
Got me.
I mean, Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, Riverside, I mean, Port Orleans resorts, they have their own bus, but Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Club all have to share. And don't they even, they share with the Swan and Dolphin, too.
Right.
I mean, that's a heck of a lot of people for those buses to be going the bus is actually... The bus should be faster going to the Magic Kingdom than it would be to go into Epcot, walk to the front of the park, get on the monorail, take that to the TTC, and then take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom. It's faster to take the bus if the bus shows up.
Right.
But, I mean...
Yeah, the bus is, when you can, it's a great option, too, especially for the Magic Kingdom because it drops you off right at the front gate of the Magic Kingdom instead of at TTC, so... But yeah, if you've got five resorts trying to get on there, I don't know if you're gonna, if you're the last pickup, are you even gonna get a spot? So.
No, it's just, I don't know. Dennis has lost his blipping mind over them sharing buses. I mean, that's one of the things that really made him mad. And what really made him mad, because you know how he is. He's elitist towards the Disney resorts. He don't think Swan and Dolphin's a Disney resort. So that was what would burn his britches, that they would share the boat and the buses with the Boardwalk and the Yacht and Beach Club that the Swan and Dolphin would. And that would bother him to no end. But do you think they could at least, and this is just me, and I know I go crazy, and I'm only looking out for our friends of the show, and our, like, maybe you go to get the boat and you didn't know it was shut down. Maybe they give you a voucher to go get a free ice cream cone. Something. am I wrong? Anything.
That would be nice, but I don't see it ever happening. No, when that stuff is shut down, it's just shut down. It's just, I mean, think of all the people that are even peas and carrots on their trip before last when they couldn't use the monorail.
Exactly, but that's what should have been taken. The reason you stay at those three resorts is because of the monorail.
Oh yeah, if we get there tomorrow and we check in and we can't take the monorail over to the Magic Kingdom, well then why? I mean, I like the Polynesian, but I'm staying here because of the convenience factor of the monorail. Otherwise, I mean, as much as I like the Polynesian, I'd stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge because that one.
When the monorail's down, the boats take forever.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I mean, John? You've had this happen to you before. You've stayed there with the monorail, right? And you've been there when the monorail was. No, you stayed there when the monorail. I mean, but you've been there when it closed down, correct?
Yeah, I think it was closed down one of the days that we were there before.
Now, did they add like three extra boats?
No.
Exactly. I mean, that's the point. You're staying at this. The idea of staying at the deluxe resort is you're right there in the park. That's the whole, you're at the park's footsteps. We get you in and out, expedite you as quick as humanly possible. I mean, that's the whole idea of that, pay extra for the deluxe. Am I wrong?
You're right.
I don't know. I just, some of the things that, see, I remember back in the late 90s, if anything went wrong, you got taken care of. You know what I'm saying? I remember I told the story when I got Caribbean Beach. The first year we stayed down there, we got locked out of our room and couldn't get in. We were only out for a few minutes. We were looking at the resort. We thought it was beautiful. It was no big deal because we stayed the night before at Riverside. So we were already there. So we weren't like jet lag or hungover from a long drive or anything. We just were moving from River because we got there a day early. It was the first time we ever stayed at Dixie Landing. And then the rest of the week, we stayed at Caribbean Beach. So we got there and our room keys didn't work. They didn't let us in. We couldn't get in for a couple minutes. Well, everybody's going, like the maid, the janitor, they're trying to get our room to open up. It was no big deal to us. About an hour goes by, we get a knock on the door, and first they called to apologize to us. Then we get a knock on the door. Here they gave us a gift basket, John, with T-shirt, mugs, all kind of stuff, and it must have been a $100 gift basket. And for us being locked out of a room, I called down and thanked them and said, you can lock us out every day if this is what you get.
Exactly.
But they used to do things for you when they inconvenience you. Now it's like, it's just second nature for them to inconvenience you.
I don't know. I guess that sometimes it's just the luck of the draw or whatever, because we talked to Pat, and he definitely got well taken care of for the inconvenience factor that he ran into, if you remember correctly. So, and that happened here lately, but I don't know. Every time something happens to me or anybody else I know, we're pretty much just on the short end of the stick. So, we checked in one time, and our room smelled like family had spilt an entire bottle of baby formula on the floor.
And then it let it go bad.
Oh, man, it was horrible. And so, they got us out of that room, but then we were stuck without a room with our luggage, for a couple of hours while they found us another room. And there was nothing.
It's just, and the thing of it is I don't know. That's the reason you go there, because you get taken care of the best of the best. And like, if the best thing about staying at the Crescent Lake Resorts is the friendship boats.
Yeah, yeah. And not only just riding them, but just seeing them going across the lake.
Absolutely,
and stuff,
so. Dude. I smile like a little freaking 5-year-old when I'm walking in, because we walk into Epcot most of the time. But when those boats go floating by, or I'm walking down my trail to the studios, when those boats go by, dude, it puts a smile on my face. Only my wife can make me smile more than that. You know what I'm saying? It just makes me happy. I mean, it just – and I would put them on top – in my top 20 every single time of things to do when I'm at the parks, any of the boats. And when they're down, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's like you said, it's part of the backdrop of being in that area. And when they're not running, it's very, very sad. Maybe you can get on one of them one day, John.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be a great job. I would love that. That would be my dream job. I don't even want to run the boat. I just want to be Gilligan.
You just want to be the first mate.
Yeah, talking to the people out on the deck. If you notice, the captain's usually always stoic on those boats. They barely ever talk to you. You notice that?
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of stuff going on, so.
Yeah, the captains are usually they're not usually very sociable. Now, the first mate, he's like me. He has the gift of gab. He stands out. He ties the boat off. You know, I mean, tying that boat off is a very important job, John.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is something that's going to make me happy. Everything happening for the holidays in 2017 at Walt Disney World. Let me clear my pipes out here. This is usually Dennis's job, and I get to drink. Disney is looking ahead to the holidays and has released the full schedule for this year's special entertainment lineup. Dun, 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 dun. Here is everything happening for the 2017 holiday season. Disney Hollywood Studios. Guests can get wrapped up in a flurry of fun at Disney Hollywood Studios from November 9th to December 31st with exciting new holiday happenings around the park and the return of the nighttime projection and fireworks show, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Have you ever seen that, John?
Yeah, we saw it last year. Didn't have a very good spot, and for some reason there was a stage in the way of what we could see, so it wasn't all that great. But I know the show is pretty good. It's just where we were stuck at, we couldn't see much of anything. So
I mean, I'll tell you what, the pictures here of the studios lit up. I'm looking down the street where the Tower of Terror is, with its Christmas colors kind of on it, with the stars lit up down the street and Sunshine Season greeting concept. Oh, it really looks good. So I can't wait to roam over to the studios. The thing I'm surprised about is it's not starting on November 9th. I'm surprised it didn't start at November 1st, like the day after Halloween.
I guess I figured they'd give it a week, huh?
Really? I'm shocked at that. I mean, because you heard Halloween start next year on July 5th, right?
Right after the 4th of July, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party is July 5th next year. Park closing at 4 p.m. So.
You better quit spreading malicious rumors there.
Yeah, well,
Disney will hear you and decide that's a good idea.
Yeah, they've done that before. Tongue in cheek. New sunset season's greeting. This new holiday experience features spectacular projections of Minnie, Mickey, and other beloved Disney characters sharing their favorite Christmas stories as a snowy Sunset Boulevard twinkles and a stunning holiday decorations. Holiday magic brings billboards to life and transforms the famous Hollywood Tower Hotel into a scene of the seasons. A giant pile of Christmas gifts, a gingerbread house, and a frozen winter wonderland. A frosty summer loving snowman might even make an appearance to share his holiday wish. This fantastic and heartwarming experience runs continuously throughout the night. That sounds really nice, don't it, John?
Yeah, that's I was telling my wife after we talked a little bit about this last week. I talked to my wife about it, and so we're both really excited and looking forward to this. So.
New enhanced holiday decor around Echo Lake. Extra large ornaments, colorful garland, and giant Christmas tree centered on the water will make Echo Lake the merriest of places this holiday season. Even Dinosaur Gertie will be dressed for the occasion with a dino-sized Santa hat. Can't wait to take a selfie with Gerda.
That'll be really interesting. So.
Yeah. I don't know. We kind of have a similar facial structure, I think. So it ought to be a good picture.
Brothers from another mother.
Exactly. Sorry, Mom. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam returns. The hit holiday show returns November 9th, sending beloved Disney animation characters on a spiritual Utah adventure to get Santa back to the North Pole in time for Christmas Eve. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam combines state-of-the-art projection, fireworks, special effects, and Christmas music to create a dazzling, one-of-a-kind holiday experience for guests, capped with by a special message from Santa himself. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam dessert party. Guests can wrap up their jolly holiday evening with a reserved viewing of Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Judith will be there. Nighttime spectacular. The nightly party will include holiday-inspired snacks, delicious dessert. Here you go, John. Wine, beer, and specialty alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. A surprise Disney character will join the fun, posing for pictures and signing autographs. Fun-filled special event is offered November 9th through December 30th. Book online at com/dining or call 407-WDW-DINE.
Well, there you go. There you go. You're going to hit that dessert party there, Doug?
Not going to happen.
No? Okay.
A new friend joins the cast of For the First Time in Forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. Holiday fun continues at the Hyperion Theater as Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff welcome Olaf to this popular sing-along celebration. Just for the holidays, the show will include all new songs from Disney's new animated short, Olaf Frozen Adventure. I would like to check out Olaf.
Yeah. We got a meet and greet with him one time a couple of months ago. And he ignored me altogether and made a big deal out of my wife. So I'm not a big fan of Olaf.
Oh, right, you're now. Hot stuff, so. John. He was afraid you were going to melt him.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was too warm a hug.
Yeah. So, the intense heat that you throw off, John. You're just a heartthrob, man. He didn't want to get first of all, he didn't want to get melted. And second of all, he didn't want to be stood up by. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I guess I can understand that now.
Yeah, I'm just stating the facts, buddy. Mini holiday dine at Minnie's Holiday Dine at Hollywood and Vine. Say that five times fast, John. Meet Minnie, Mickey, Daisy, Donald, and Goofy for lunch and dinner celebration centered on seasonal deliciousness. From November 6th to January 7th, the mouse with the Moses will deck the halls for a banquet filled with holiday cheer and joy of the season. Easy for me to say. To make reservation, check availability, and book online, visit com/dining or call 407-WDW-DINE. Santa Claus returns the Once Upon a Time shop November 9th through December 24th. The beautiful vintage setting of Once Upon a Time shop recalls bygone days of Santa's visit to great department store across the country. Santa will be at the shop daily to greet guests and listen to holiday wishes. Santa Goofy will step in December 25th through December 31st, and Old Saint Nick returns to the North Pole. So a lot going on at the studios for Christmas, huh, John?
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like they're really stepping it up. But I wonder why, basically, because there's really nothing else going on there right now, right?
So, yeah, but yeah. I think with all this, it will make it worth the trip, because I enjoy the holiday festivities. So I think that'll be a lot of fun. I can get myself a couple of sliders over at the Brown Derby, just saying.
There you go. So, yeah, you'll have a good day. So hit your Toy Story Midway Mania, get you some sliders, and then check out all the Christmas decorations and stuff. So
yeah, we'll have a good time. Now, the biggest fun for us, I mean, I think the Magic Kingdom, the beauty of the decorations is phenomenal, so I love the Magic Kingdom. But where we end up, everybody knows the most, is Epcot. So, and there's a lot going on at Epcot. So, John, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Holidays around the world is transforming into Epcot's International Festival of the Holidays. Go figure. From November 9th to December 30th, surrounding guests once again in the wondrous sights, sounds, and flavors of the season. New holiday kitchens. Get a load of this one, John. The number of holiday kitchens has doubled in size this year. Can you figure that one out? There's 15 now.
Wow.
That's pretty good for me. Each brings the flavors of the season to life. New this year, guests can indulge in cookies and desserts at holiday kitchens located inside the Odyssey Complex. Sweet treats include snowflake sugar cookies and warm apple fritters with cinnamon ice cream and caramel sauce. Over at the Canadian Pavilion, Dazzle Delicious delicacies like the maple Bosch Danol, maple mousse rolled in gingerbread chaffron cake and cranberry sauce and pecan crumble. Celebrate holiday traditions from the Great White North. Plus many, many other meals. Like, you know, what, there's going to be all kind of kitchens here. I'm looking forward to roaming and seeing what each kitchen has. Aren't you, John?
Oh, absolutely. We tried a couple last year and they were fantastic. So I'm more of the savory type of food than sweet food. So I'd be looking forward to the more ones that have the traditional holiday meal as opposed to the desserts. But nonetheless, all of them sound pretty tasty.
Well, me and Brenda already have the turkey and the pork over to American Adventure area earmarked.
That's already penciled in.
Buddy. Brenda's already said, you get that one, I get this one, and we'll split them.
There you go.
So both get to try it. New Chippendale Christmas Tree Spree. Chippendale are collecting ornaments for their Christmas tree. Guests can purchase a map and stickers from selected merchandise locations and travel around World Showcase looking for the famous chipmunks with their ornaments. Guests can return their complete map for a festive surprise. Courtesy of Chippendale maps are available for $5.99 plus tax. Now, how is courtesy of Chippendale maps are available for $5.99? Ain't courtesy free?
Well, in their eyes, it's $5.99.
Yeah. So. Holy moly. Now, this would be fun, but is it like Hide and Squeak? Now, Hide and Squeak don't cost you anything, does it?
Yeah, yeah. If you buy the map and you get the stickers, yeah, it costs.
Okay, it's probably $5.99 too?
Actually, I was going to say, I thought it was $6.99, so I was thinking they almost reduced a dollar off of this or something.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the gift's probably cheaper this time. new candlelight processional narrators. One of the most popular Epcot traditions returns with a celebrity narrator in 2017. Pat Sajak, Matt Bomer, and CCH Pounder will join the lineup, returning favorites like Neil Patrick Harris, Whoopi Goldberg, J.C. Vasquez. The candlelight processional is retelling of the Christmas story as told by the celebrity narrators, accompanied by a 50-piece orchestra and choir. The show takes place at the American Gardens Theater each evening at 5 p.m., 6:45 p.m., 8:15 p.m. from November 24th through December 30th. Candlelight dinner packages can be reserved by visiting com/holiday. So I'm looking forward to seeing the candlelight processional. You still haven't sat down and seen it yet, have you?
No, the only thing, the way we've caught it is
okay,
walking
Pat,
behind it and stuff.
Pat Junior. I mean, how have you not sat and seen that whole thing? When the white doves go off and the snow comes, I mean, oh my goodness, I can't wait to go get a spiked eggnog.
I don't know. I don't know how we haven't seen this because it's Christmas is me and my wife's both favorite time of year, so I don't know, we've totally slacked.
Yeah, I would have to give you you have to do 10 Disney penance for this one. We got to figure out what you got to do. maybe get a Dole Whip poured on your head or something because of this. We had to come up with a penance. I just watched that again too. Jen and Scott from the Happiest Vlogs, they did the taste test with the citrus swirl and the Dole Whip. And you could tell they were so skewed, and I think she was even a little upset that Scott liked the Dole Whip with the vanilla ice cream better. What they call that, the float?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think he liked that the best. But again, they acted like it was funny. Like they know they enjoyed the citrus swirl, but they couldn't admit that it was just they had to say that the Dole Whip was better. I don't know. They should just call the Dole Whip the Hatfields and the citrus swirl the McCoys.
Start a feud, huh?
That's what it is, man. You can't seem to like both for some reason, but I think they're both awesome. So, but new holiday entertainment. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the Nations of the World Showcase as each country holiday heritage comes to life amid joyful music and time-honored traditions. Guests will discover an entertaining celebration of Hanukkah in the new location along World Showcase Promenade, where a fun and interactive band interweaves the music of Hanukkah with jazz, Latin rock, and even hip hop influence. I got to see what that involves.
well, that's a stretch, but okay.
Then other returning holiday favorites include Joyful, A Gospel Celebration of the Season, and Canadian Holiday Voyagers. Fireworks Finale makes Illuminations even better. A nightly fireworks display, Illuminations Reflection on Earth, will feature a special holiday ending. That just adds a couple extra minutes, which makes it awesome, don't you think?
The fireworks are great. Illuminations is better, and more fireworks with Illuminations is best. So absolutely.
Yes, I got this. Have you seen that before, at least?
Yes,
okay.
We have.
Okay, thank goodness. A Frozen holiday wish. I can't believe they're doing something with Frozen here too. Can you, John?
I don't know why. It's not like the movie was a hit or anything. So.
The only thing I can say, I do get Frozen at Christmas time. I just don't get Frozen at Easter. You know, you know what I'm saying? but they get it. But yeah, I'm just saying. A Frozen holiday wish. Behold an enchanting performance to melt a frozen heart. Royal sister Anna and Elsa lead a celebration on the castle forecourt stage nightly, November 9th through December 31st, featuring special appearances by rugged mountain man Kristoff and lovely snowman Olaf. This merry and bright seasonal show cultivates in Queen Elsa using her incredible power to present a gift to everyone in the kingdom, transforming Cinderella's castle into a glimmering, shimmering ice palace for the holidays. So, I can't believe they're doing something for Anna and Elsa over at the Magic Kingdom. Can you, John?
There they are again. Amazing.
Yes. Also at the Magic Kingdom, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And it's Christmas party like no other, with joyous music that kicks everybody out of the park at 6 p.m. Cinderella's castle characters in their festive finery at the Magic Kingdom, decked out and made even more magical for merrymaking. Guests of all ages, each specially ticketed limited attendance event features an exclusive performance of Holiday Wishes fireworks and the earliest performance of other spectacular, like Mickey Once Upon a Time Christmas Time Parade, the Frozen Holiday Wish Castle Lighting Ceremony, and Mickey's Merriest Celebration Stage Show. So again, if you're there at the dates and you can't get over to the Magic Kingdom, you don't get to see the fireworks on your vacation. But that's fair. And these are the dates. Let me see. Special park complete with cookies, cocoa, and snow flurries begins at 7 p.m. after regular park hours. So you get kicked out at 6. You can shop till 7. You can't go on a ride till 7. But you can shop till 7. You don't get to see the fireworks. You pay the same exact amount as you would on days that you would get to stay till 9 and get to see the fireworks. But you deserve that, is what Disney thinks. So anyway, after regular park hours, parties will be held. Let me take a drink before I announce all these dates.
It might be easier to mention the dates that the parties are not being held.
Exactly. But let's do this anyway. I just wet the pipes. Now let me read. On November 9th, November 10th, November 12th, November 14th, November 16th, November 17th, November 26th, November 28th, December 1st, December 3rd, December 5th, December 7th, December 8th, December 10th, December 12th, December 14th, December 15th, December 17th, December 19th, December 21st, and December 22nd. So, I mean, if you're going for a week, you're going to get banned multiple days, but it's fine. Just pay an extra $80 or whatever it is for the party. It's worth it. So pay $200 to stay there for the day. Am I right?
Yeah. $80 is probably the low end of the prices right now, too. I know for the Halloween party that the clients, they paid $118 or something. So,
well, it raises.
$80 is a heck of a deal. So.
It raises because you know the show's worth more than if you went on December 9th. It's a better show on December. The November 9th show is not as good as the December 15th show. I mean, it's the same show, but if you go on, it should be more because it's closer to Christmas. They deserve to do that to you. What'd they do? Put in a little, give you one extra cookie or something?
It's closer to Christmas. It's worth more.
I mean, these are the things that, and like, I don't know why, because Dave's a teacher. He's a smart guy. I don't understand how he could argue these points. I mean, like, why, just like with some of the dinners, how they charge you more the Christmas Eve than they charge you a week before. I mean, is it? I mean, I just make one price. I'm not saying don't charge the most, but just make it the most the entire time so you don't make me feel like an idiot. Am I wrong, John?
I hear what you're saying, but I mean, yeah, you're preaching to the choir, but I don't think it's going to help much.
It just annoys me. If it starts off at 80 and it ends at 120, just make it 100 the entire time.
It'd be a lot easier to factor prices in, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because what happens is, and this is where these knuckleheads don't understand what happens to me and you, is somebody will go on the internet and see the original price for $90 or whatever it is. And then when we go to book their trip and we tell them it's $120, they'll go, I thought it was $90. Now we have to go and explain to them, November 9th through the 12th is this price. November 12th through the 17th is this price. December 1st through this is this price. It's like it just makes you look like an idiot. Am I wrong?
Yeah. When I got the tickets, they were talking to their friends, and you've had this too, I'm sure, where you have friends of the people that are your clients.
Yeah.
And of course these friends have been to Disney World two or three times, and they know everything in the entire world about Disney World, and not the travel agent whose job it is
exactly
stuff. But no, these friends were telling them, oh no, the Halloween party is like $80. I don't know why he's trying to charge you $113. And I had to explain to them, now if you go, yeah sure, if you go in August or September it might be around $85, but you wanted to go on Halloween day, so I'm sorry, that's what the price is gonna be. I mean, so
yeah, and it makes you feel like and you're explaining to them like you're guilty. It puts you in
exactly.
That it makes you feel like that. And like Dave the other day on the show, because this is my form to go back at him, he's going off like I expect, like this is where it's a misconception. I did not say, have you ever heard me say park hopper should be free? Have you ever heard me say that?
No, what you said was that it shouldn't even be an option. If you have to raise the ticket price, but just put park hopper on every ticket, you know, no, it shouldn't be free. Just raise, if you have to raise the ticket price.
Yeah, just be done with it. Yeah, you should be able to go to the park all day. So split the difference is what the lowest point I said. So if it's $60 to add on for the week, how about you just make it 30 and everybody has to have it, and it's done with.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it just makes no sense. You buy an annual pass, it's included, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you buy the seasonal pass, it's included. So why do you have weekly passes? You get, you know, it's just wrong. Just make it to the point where you give too many, you give people too many decisions, and it causes anarchy. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it creates nothing but confusion. Yeah, I mean, Disney is all one giant resort, so I don't know why they decided that they have to have different tickets for each park. I mean, it should be eligible to go any park any day with one shot, you know. So
and like his reasoning that it'll crowd other parks, it's just stupid. There's that many people in there anyway. I mean, come on. I don't understand it. It just aggravates me with all this. So yeah, so you got guests going on these. I've been here enough where me being blacked out for the 4 days, yeah, it's gonna, me and Brenda will figure out how to get over to see the fireworks, but we might not. Because we're only there 6 nights. You follow me? It's like, and 4 of my 6 nights are blacked out. How's that fair? They're still charging me $120 a day for the ticket for all those days.
If you decided Epcot was your choice for one of those nights, now you're down to one night. And then if it pours and the skies open up the other night, well, now you're done. You didn't get a chance. So.
And you want to know the crazy part, too, is even our travel agent ticket, that comes with park hopper included. When I get the discounted tickets, there's not even an option for the single days. It's park hopper included. So it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Just like they can't give you your 20% on the advanced dining. Dude, I went in, and did I tell the story to you about the Sam's Club with the app?
No, I don't think so.
And this is how I am. I'll go back to speaking about that advanced dining. We go in Sam's Club the other day, and Sam's Club now has an app where you can just scan you get the app, you scan the items, link it to your credit card, you just walk out the store. You don't even have to go through the cash register. And Brenda goes, oh, that might be good, blah, 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 because there's usually long lines there. And then I go to her, I said, you're right, baby, it would be good. But then you see that young kid, that young girl, that guy, that gentleman, all those people are going to lose their jobs. Because that's what's going to happen. I mean, if we all continue to do it, again, we're going to be Wally. And that's what I'm sitting there looking at. They have an app now where you don't even – you just take all your stuff, you scan it, it's automatically paid for with your credit card, and you just walk out the door. Now, it sounds good. It sounds real good, right? But who makes the money off of that? Sam's, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not the employees.
No, and it's like – but the people that – the millennials and all these kids and the younger generation that keeps doing this, don't they realize they're taking jobs from themselves? They're all complaining they're getting out of college and have no work. Well, you're doing it to yourself. Am I wrong?
No, that I mean, it's a nice option to have, but yeah, you really should factor in the fact that people need their jobs, and you're gonna take, basically, if you take that away, you're gonna take five jobs and put it down to one person that's the double checker or whatever, you know. I mean, they do that at Walmart now where you have four of the self-serve registers, and instead of four people working there, there's only the one. So out of four jobs, there's one job now. So.
Yeah. No, it's just, and it's the same way at a lot of our places. We scream at Depot all the time. And it's just like one of the things I am so proud of Jersey is they still have we get our gas pumped for us here. And it's a wonderful thing. Like, I cannot stand pumping my own gas. I don't feel like smelling like gas for the next 5 hours after I pump my gas. Because you know half the pumps, your hand smells like gas after you're done with it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like pumping my own gas. I do it. It's no big deal. I get dirtier than that doing what I do for a living. But it's nice that we go to my local Wawa, which, again, I go there. It costs a little more. But they remodel their stations. They look beautiful. You know how clean and nice the Wawas are down by you.
They're the Publixes of convenience stores.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're gorgeous around here. They just remodeled all ours. There's two of them right down the street from us. They remodeled both of them. They're not even 10 years old yet, and they're remodeled again. And they're beautiful. But there's four or five guys or kids or girls out there pumping gas every day. Now, if they take away and make it self-serve, there's five jobs going. I don't know. And they tried that years and years ago, and nobody here, they would have the self-serve area, and then they would have the regular serve, and it would be like a couple cents cheaper. Nobody ever even used the self-service because we were so used to people pumping our gas here. Wouldn't you pay an extra couple cents a gallon for somebody to pump your gas, John?
Yeah, that'd be kind of trippy. I don't think Florida's had full service since probably back before I was born or right around when I was a kid. So, yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah, but how many jobs would that create? I'd rather pay 5 cents a gallon more and have my gas pumped. I mean, I'm sure Lisa don't like. I know my wife hates it. My sister-in-law moved from here to North Carolina. It's one thing she still can't stand. She does it, but I don't like it. I mean, you're in your dress clothes. You got to get out and pump stinking gas. You're going out to dinner. Who wants to go out to dinner and pump gas?
Well, especially if you drive a diesel. I mean, that stuff is – I mean, it gets on your hands. You can't get it off for nothing. At least gasoline, you can kind of wash off after a while. But if you get it on your clothes, your shoes or something, it's gonna smell the rest of the day.
Yeah, so. I'm headed to a wedding. I'm in my tux. Oh, my God, I forgot to fill up. Oh, yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah,
exactly. I just never understood self-serve. I never did. I never will. But, again, it's just another way – that the gas stations figured we'll just sit here in our booth, and that's it. And it's just like, did you see the whole deal with the Disney Cruise Line, too? I felt bad. Everything going on with Irma, it actually took out their toll booth, the parking booth. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't see it.
They'll only accept credit card payments now. You're not allowed to pay with cash. When did it become that cash is no good no more? It used to be years
weird.
Ago, nobody wanted a credit card. Everybody wanted cash. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's weird because everything around here, once some of the power came back on, a lot of telephone lines are still down. So there's still a lot of places around here where you can't use credit cards. It's cash only, so it's the exact opposite. So
yeah, you're headed to go on a Disney cruise right now. The rumor is you can't use cash. It has to be paid for by credit card. Ain't that wonderful? But anyway, the very merry Christmas party is on every day but two, I think. Mickey's Once Upon Christmas Parade, this enchanting holiday pageant sings and dances its way up and down the Magic Kingdom Park daily, December 23rd through the 31st. It also makes a special appearance at each Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, brimming the magic and cheers of the parade, featuring Santa Claus, Gingerbread Man, elves. I was going to say Elvis. Hey, thank you very much. Reindeer, toy soldiers, and other friends from the North Pole. They all join Mickey and friends, including Arendelle's favorite, Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, and Olaf. in an over-the-top celebration of the seasons. Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration from December 23rd through the 31st. Mickey and Minnie take Cinderella's Castle four-court stage where they host some of Disney's friends for an unforgettable Christmas soiree filled with classic and contemporary holiday songs. Magical holiday projections on Cinderella's Castle build to a sensational snowy finale. Performances also featured during Mickey's very Merry Christmas Party. So what they're telling you is if you don't want to be in crowds, go pay extra and you don't have to worry about being stuck in this big crowd. That's what they keep advertising to go pay for it instead of see it for free for the December 23rd through the 31st. I say go see it for free, guys.
You can see it for free, but you're going to be crowded. So yeah. Why not pay more and you won't be in the big crowd? So.
Yeah, exactly. Let me whack you over the head. Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's a wild holiday time as decorations around the park frame new day into nighttime experience, including Tree of Life Transformation, Kilimanjaro Safari, Kali River Rapids, and Expedition Everest. Guests will be greeted by a dramatic animal-themed holiday tree, and festival garlands will have the park a glow of merriment. Now, I can't wait to see this because I've never gotten to see the Animal Kingdom for Christmas. I'm hoping they open up the Wildlife Express for nighttime travel during this period and make you work it, John.
I don't see it happening, but hey, you can hope. So
I would love to see you with a engineer's cap that's lighted like a Christmas, like a Santa cap with a lighted Christmas ball hanging off the end of it, and you having to go choo choo, Merry Christmas.
And put some Christmas lights on the train, so yeah, it'd be set.
So here we also go. Disney Springs. Every corner of Disney Springs is wrapped and ready for the seasons with holiday decor. Special entertainment making its most wonderful place to shop. From top name brands to cozy one-of-a-kind retailers and, of course, all things Disney. There's something for everyone. Disney shoppers can take their break and enjoy quick snacks and on the go or an unforgettable meal at one of Disney Springs' talked-about restaurants. Here's a sampling of what's new for you. New and even bigger Christmas tree trail. I heard that was pretty pathetic last year from some of the reports. Did you go on it?
Yeah, I did it. I didn't see anything. I mean, it's something for free, so I don't know why it would mean.
Well, I was just being tongue in cheek because the Diz Unplugged, you know how miserable they can be?
Yes.
They were saying this was pathetic. And I said the same thing. I said, well, you didn't pay for it.
Exactly. I mean, it was kind of awkward to where it was put. It was actually put into like where the old bus station was, the drop off bus area. So it was Christmas tree set up on concrete. So that was a bit awkward, but I mean, for the most part, the trees were cool. I liked the trees a lot. They had the different decorations to fit the theme and everything. So yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah. They were just, they're more miserable than me. And the thing of it is I'm not miserable, dude. Do you think I'm really miserable?
No. You're a pretty positive person. You're just being out of shape over what you see as stupidity and overcharging and stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't like price gouging. It's like I think that anybody that charged $9.99 or $90 for a case of water or raised their gas prices to $9 or $10 a gallon, they should just be booted out of this country because that ain't what we're all about. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff. How do you do that to fellow man?
I don't know. Yeah, we saw some of it. So.
Yeah, that's the stuff that's where I go nuts. I just don't like people taking advantage of. Anyway, down at the Springs, buddy, new and even better Christmas tree trail. To capture the spirits of the season, Marketplace guests can stroll among custom-decorated holiday trees, each dedicated to a popular Disney theme. This year, the Christmas Tree Trail will expand to include 10 new trees inspired by Disney classics such as Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan, Snow White, and Dumbo. They get a tree after me this year, Dumbo. Now, I'm looking Perfect. Forward to it, John. I'm looking forward to holding my beautiful wife's hand and strolling down the Christmas Tree Trail with a spiked eggnog. With something spiked.
You'll find something out there.
Probably be beer and a wine. Maybe a couple tequilas, something like that. Santa's Chalet. Santa is accepting Christmas wish lists and welcoming guests to his chalet, newly located by the Christmas Tree Trail from December 25th through December 31st. Santa's Goofy will take over for Saint Nick and head back when he heads back to the North Pole. Stitch's Holiday Gift Hunt. Mischievous experience. 626 returns to Disney Springs with an expanded scavenger hunt now featuring four new stops, including a special stop at the expanded Christmas Tree Trail. That sounds like fun. I wonder if he'll have stops in each and every one of the stores. So hopefully he'll buy something.
Yes.
But that's
okay.
You must
go all the way into the interior of the store.
Yes. Go back, buy this and that, and buy one of these. Holiday fun beyond the parks. The warmth of the holiday season brings cheer to more than 25 Disney resorts. Every resort across Walt Disney World property is decked out with holiday entertainment abound, including carolers performing on selected nights at many resorts. I love a good Christmas caroler, especially if you have a cold drink in your hand. We know our friend Carmen and Brian will have a cold drink in their hand, don't you think? And Judith?
Absolutely. It's very important.
I know you will, Johnny.
Absolutely.
At Disney Wilderness Lodge, guests can take in the grandeur of, come on, quintessential Pacific Northwest Utah. Cheer. Beneath the way it's written here, they have it in parentheses. It should be beneath the towering lobby Christmas tree as they cozy up to the fire and relax with a cup of hot cider and snack on holiday treats. That hot cider better have a little shot of whiskey in it, huh, John?
That's the best kind.
Yep. They can relax lakeside and enjoy a seasonal cocktail at Geyser's Point Bar and Grill, then settle around the campfire with s'mores and hot chocolate at nightfall. Geyser Point is earmarked for my next trip. It's on the living list. At Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, have you heard if that has opened again yet?
I think next week.
Okay.
I think Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. But again, that had so many trees and everything on it. You know that they had to have probably a lot of chainsaws running out there. So maybe that's where all the, you know, that Canadian show is now employed. And
yeah.
They were able to find some work.
Yeah, they got the lumberjacks over there. Now, that would be cool if they were singing in trees. I'd go see that.
Yeah, because it would fit in.
Yes, it would. At Disney's Fort Wilderness Campground, Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review spruces up for the holiday season with music by the Pioneer Hall Players, including favorites like There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays and Another Tennessee Christmas. On select nights, the campground beloved carolers arrive by hay wagon, spreading holiday cheer to all. Resort guests can all experience life-size edible creations at select Walt Disney World resorts. Now, have you ever gone over there and did the parade of the golf carts?
No, that's another living list thing. We've never set foot on any of Wilderness or Fort Wilderness property, so.
Well, that's another thing we got to go see. An annual treat at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is the life-size holiday gingerbread house. Can't wait to go see that on this trip. This eye-filling and aromatic sight is in the resort lobby and home to the bake shop that uses the classic gingerbread recipe from Austria for its tasty cookie and ornament. A life-size edible spinning carousel is a holiday tradition at Disney's Beach Club Resort, while Holiday Village and Miniature Train take center stage at Disney's Yacht Club Resort. Three all-new New Year's Eve celebrations coming to Disney's Contemporary Resort. You're going to head over to any of these, John? I'll read them real quick. Disney's Countdown to Midnight includes a delightful dining, live music, libations, and more. An interactive band and DJs will fill the dance floor, and we hear that Mickey and Minnie will make a special appearance and welcome in 2018 with a flute of bubbly and a viewing of those legendary New Year's Eve fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. Hours are 8 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. in the Fantasia Ballroom. The party is designed for guests 18 and older. Don't give a price. You might have to take out a loan for this one.
It sounds like they're kicking you right out after New
Year's. Yeah, 12:15.
So.
Happy freaking New Year. See you later.
Get out. Holy cow.
Pixar Party, a New Year's celebration. This party celebrates the beginning of Disney's Pixar-inspired dinner. The entire family is sure to enjoy. This unique celebration lets families ring in the New Year together. It features a buffet-style dinner, Disney characters, activities for the little ones, a trendy DJ, and exclusive viewing of the Magic Kingdom fireworks. And then down in New Orleans, the Disney's New Year's Eve Disney Experience in Grand Republic Ballroom is a fine dining experience inspired by Disney animated. Here you go, John. Film The Princess and the Frog. Towards the end of the evening, an amazing vocalist reminisces of Tiana joins the band to bring life the Academy Award-winning classic of legendary composer Randy Newman. Guests can slip outside with a glass of bubbly just before they ring in 2018 with a private viewing of the fireworks. Hour 7 p.m. to 12:15 p.m. So this one's an extra hour for you. So I bet they charge you an extra hour.
Yeah, I bet they do.
There's a lot going on for the holidays, John. You can't say there's lack of things to do with the holidays down here.
No, it sounds like there's a whole lot of activities and a lot of new stuff. I mean, a lot of new stuff at Hollywood Studios. They really are going all out to decorate and celebrate the season this year.
Now, you're headed down. That's the end of all the news I have. We have Fort Wilderness Live, the Fort Wilderness Campground to reopen next week, like you said. Vero Beach just reopened a couple days ago. So, I mean, things are getting back to normal. And one of the other things I did see is, did you see the Pandora, the Santui Cantina is to offer breakfast only during peak periods now? They shut it down for breakfast. They're not going to be serving it every day now.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. So.
Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, from what the rumors are, they're saying everybody's rushing in there to get on the rides and they're not eating breakfast. And then they're having lunch afterwards.
I can see that. But from the pictures I looked at, the stuff actually looked pretty good. And I know what we've tried at Santuli Canteen so far has actually been very good. So I should have given that one a shot when I had to get to work early one morning. So.
Yeah, and there's one more thing I got, and I'm not going to go too crazy about this because I could, and then we'll get into your little vacation coming up. Here we go, John. Magic Kingdom Disney After Hours ticketed events to take place in early 2018. They just can't.
I was wondering if you'd seen this.
they just can't get to you enough, can they? The Magic Kingdom event, Disney After Hours, will continue into 2018. Like before, the event gives guests extra time in the park to enjoy attractions after regular closing hours. There are 7 dates currently planned. January 19th, my brother's anniversary, the 26th and the 30th, February 8th and 15th, March 1st, and March 8th, 2018. Disney After Hours at the Magic Kingdom tickets get you into the park from 7 p.m., which means they're kicking you the hell out at 6, lasting for 3 hours after regular park closes, and includes complimentary ice cream. Oh, thank you. I get an ice cream and a beverage. The cost is $119 plus tax for ages 3 and up. So they even hit the 3-year-old at $119. Theme park admission is not required. So it costs you as much for this as it does for a whole day ticket.
Yeah, I don't see the value at all. So 3 hours versus at least 9 to 6 is 9 hours. So same price, but I guess a little bit less of a crowd. But I mean, if you get there at 9 o'clock in the morning at rope drop, you're gonna have a little less of a crowd for the first hour anyway. So that would make a lot more sense.
I mean, but I don't know. Extra magic hours for Disney Resort hotel guests are not impacted by this event. With Disney After Hours taking place on non-extra magic hour nights. That is such bull crap. They make the schedule. They act like these. See, this is where they crack you up. They make the schedule so they can make it a non-extra magic hour event. I mean, it's like they're doing you a favor. It's like, are these extra magic hours from year to year the exact same days, John?
No, I don't think so. They switch them around, right? So.
I mean, this is the stuff that they blow sunshine, you know where. It's like, really, I mean, they're telling you that we scheduled these on days that there's not extra magic hours. Well, you're the ones that scheduled the non-extra magic hours. I mean,
you pretty much knew the schedule, so of course they're scheduled on non-extra magic hour nights.
So I guarantee you, if I go back and look in Disney past history, now would you guys want to make a bet that in past history on the days of January 19th, 26th, 30th, 8th of February, the 15th of February, March 1st, or March 8th. Disney has never had an extra magic after hours days on any of those days. Is that what you're telling me, Disney? That never ever before any of these days have you extended extra magic hours at any of the parks?
I don't think they'd want to take that bet.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? It's like they're, and this is the stuff that they'll go, well, the people that get mad at me will say, well, they never had extra magic hours on their night, so really not affecting anybody. And second of all, how many times, John, can you remember that the Magic Kingdom closes at 7 o'clock?
Not very often, unless there's some silly party scheduled. So.
It's usually 8 o'clock at the minimum. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually 8 or 9. I think 9 is the most common, just like Epcot.
Yeah, and so. I'm even giving them the benefit of doubt of 8. But it, in my lifetime, and they leave out that they're really going to probably kick you out. Like that's what cracks you up with the Halloween party. They're leaving out that you cannot go on a ride after 6 o'clock as a regular park guest. You're getting kicked out at 7, but you can't go on a ride. It's just, I don't know. This is the rant you get on the Sunday news, and I apologize, but again, you are taking things from me. I guarantee one of those days, if you didn't have them dates scheduled, would have had extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom. I'm just saying. As Judith would say, that's what she always says. I'm just saying. Anyway, I will leave. That is, I misspoke earlier. That is the last news piece I had. Now, speaking of parties and extra magic hours and all this other crazy stuff, John, now you're going down this week, right? Now, do you even think yet of this week being Halloween time?
No. I mean, with the hurricane just coming through and all that type of stuff, Halloween is nowhere near my mindset. So,
but I mean, I know you're gonna. It's going. The park looks beautiful. We were down there last year in early October. It felt like Halloween time. The air started to get a little crisper, a little cooler. But you're going this week. Does it even feel like you're going? I mean, I just said that, but it doesn't even feel like Halloween in the parks. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. I'm sure you and Lisa are going to love because you're going to spend the 2 days at the Magic Kingdom. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Now, are you going to sneak over for a little food and wine one night? Or one afternoon and then close at the park? Well, probably the night that you can't go because of a party, you might head over for food and wine for a few hours, correct?
You're right. Yeah, we'll be kicked out on Tuesday night. So, yeah, we'll probably head over to Epcot, I imagine, for a couple hours for the Food and Wine Festival and maybe catch Illuminations.
Now, tell me, if it wasn't for the parties, wouldn't you rather have on Tuesday maybe go over to Epcot and enjoy Food and Wine in the afternoon for a few hours and then close the Magic Kingdom, being you're staying right at the Poly?
Yep, that would have been the plan. That was the plan until I found out when the parties were. So.
Now, but John, again, as Dave says, and Pat says, it's not a big deal. Now, you go all the time now. And we do this show every week. And at the last minute, you realize that you're getting kicked out of a park. And didn't that PO you a little bit?
Well, like I was going to say, like you say, but that's me doing my research. And I just, I just noticed it a couple of weeks ago. So imagine if you don't do your research or if you're just down there, you're thinking you're staying at the Polynesian. Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 nights at the Polynesian. I'm going to spend my entire day at the Magic Kingdom. It's right around the park and catch fireworks. And no, if you don't do your proper homework, you're going to be kicked out at 6 o'clock one night. So, and you didn't know, and you don't have a park hopper. What are you going to do?
And they'll sit there and say, like, I get it from the community when they fight back with me. They'll sit there and say that it's a big time vacation. You're spending a lot of money. You need to take the time and do the research and blah, blah. John, as busy as our lives are, this is our hobby, so we do it. But do you imagine, like, I have a friend of mine, Oscar, that works with me, okay? He's taking his kids. Well, this is a normal week for a lot of people that have kids and families and stuff like that. He's going to work with me at 4 o'clock, at 4:30. He's not getting home till 3:30, 4 in the afternoon. Then he has three kids. They all have soccer, football, and other practices. He's out roaming with the kids the entire night. Now, do you think he has actual time between now and his trip to get online to actually do the research and the time it takes to go visit? It's like saying if tomorrow, if me and you are going to Norway, John, before we go, we should freaking learn how to speak Norwegian. That's our duty. Yeah. We shouldn't go to France without being totally fluent in French. You're not going to get you're spending all this money to go to France. You should totally know how to speak French. Under that logic, I should know the entire French language before I go visit the Eiffel Tower. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, there you go. Wee-wee.
Yeah, I mean, it just you spend that amount of money. I mean, it's like saying, so, okay, guys, tomorrow you spend, okay, to go to an Eagles game. You know how a family, all of a sudden, a father will purchase a ticket to go to the Eagles game? Before you go to the game, you should know where every single damn bathroom is in the stadium. You should know where every food court is. You should know exactly what all the food costs. You should know every single name of every single player, not just on the Eagles, but on the other team, to get the full experience out of that day. I mean, when people say things, it just it blows my mind sometimes. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think doing the job we do as travel agents, I mean, that is an important reason to use a travel agent, especially if it is your first or second time coming down, because you're not going to take all that time to do the research and stuff, so leave that up to us, and we'll look it up, and even then, even after I've looked it up and told my group that I got coming down what dates they're going on parties, and or you know, don't go to the Magic Kingdom this day, they're gonna have a party, and they're still messing with their schedule and changing it around and stuff even after I've tried to tell them. So yeah, I mean, and they have not done their research. They're depending on me to do everything. So now I feel obligated. If I mess something up, it's going to be all on me. So
exactly. Yeah. And then I get the feedback of saying, well, you should be happy to book this stuff. You make more money. I didn't start doing this for that. I did it because I enjoy booking trips for families. And yeah, I make the extra money. And I'm not saying it's not a good thing. But it isn't like if I didn't book another trip, it doesn't make a darn bit of difference in the Davis family balance, if you understand what I'm
saying. Yeah.
And the thing of it is if you book those four parties, John, and I've done it, it's minimal. It doesn't make or break to what you're making off that trip. You're not really making that much more by booking gouging the people for another $480. In the grand scheme of things, you make like another $4.80.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't much at all, if anything, because I don't even know if we got any commission off of booking the holiday tickets. So, the parties, I don't. If it was, it was very, very small.
It is. It goes on top because it goes off the grand total. But it really, at the end of the day, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. It isn't worth the aggravation of going through, it's $80 tonight, $120 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. But it doesn't really feel that. It doesn't feel like I've been down there in early September. It doesn't feel Halloween when it's 90 degrees out in the parks. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
No, but I do love it. Is beautiful at this time. I know you and Lisa's going to enjoy that as far as seeing all the fall colors and stuff like that. And is there anything specific you're looking forward to at the Magic Kingdom tomorrow? I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, I'm going to give Tony's Town Square a chance. Mainly because I've heard you guys say it's not horrible, so, but I want to eat. We're going to eat outside. We got the reservations at 2:45, so we're going to eat outside and try to catch the 3 o'clock parade from the little outside seating area. So that's the goal there. I'm looking forward to that. And we haven't seen that parade, and then we haven't seen the new Happily Ever After fireworks. So that's probably the two things we're looking forward to the most.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to the review of both of them. And when I say, I didn't really say it's not that bad. I thought me and Brenda, and we're the weird ones. I'll hear Pam and them from, and I'll give Be Our Guest a plug. And they constantly slam Tony's, and they don't say it's that good. And I hear a lot of people slam it. And me and Brenda's eaten there a couple times, and I have great Italian food up here. I mean, I'm in Philadelphia. I mean, we're in between Philadelphia and New York. We got we're the Italian food capital of the world around here, besides Italy. I'm not saying we're better than that, but you know what I'm saying. We got Little Italy in New York. You got Little Italy in Philadelphia, and we love Italian food around here. So I've had really good Italian food. I've had good experiences both times. We've eaten at Tony's probably two or three times, and we've enjoyed it. Both times we've had a good time. I'm not saying it's the best meal I ever had, but we had a good time there, and the prices weren't that bad.
I'm figuring I'm probably going to get a salad or a flatbread. So I mean, hopefully that well, I'm not going there and going to get veal piccata or something. So you know.
I mean, yeah. I've had a few different things. My wife got the last time we ate there, they had a salmon on the menu, and my wife still to this day remembers how good that salmon was. So I mean, I've had flatbreads there, and I've had the shrimp scampi there, which wasn't bad. I mean, I've never had a bad, and the zucchini fries aren't too bad for an appetizer. They're pretty. Okay. I enjoyed them. I mean, again, you ain't jumping and hopping and skipping out the door saying it's the best thing you ever had, but I enjoyed my time there. And if you get to sit outside and watch a parade, you'll have a really good time, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the goal. And of course, give me a Peroni while that parade's going past. That's the goal. So.
Now, did you see my Peronis in the can?
Yeah, yeah, you found them in a can, and yeah, you saw what I sent back to you. That's the ideal beer for the pool. So if you could buy you a 12 of those and bring down with you, man, that would be perfect for your resort.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that if I could keep them cold the whole way down, because they had them frozen in the freezer. And I was told before, like we said, that the guy at the liquor store said that you don't have to freeze them. I mean, you could, they can go from cold to warm to cold. I don't buy it, but we'll see.
I don't like to do it. I prefer not to. I don't want to take a chance. So, you know, so.
No, that's me too. I don't want to take the chance, but yeah, John, I think you'll have a good time. I mean, they have a margarita pizza. They have the pepperoni pizza. They have sausage pizza. $19-$20. I mean, are you going to cry spending $20 in the park for a meal? I mean, that's where the house salad's $10, Caesar salad $10, the pasta fagioli's $8. I mean, how do you go bad with that?
No. And it sounds exactly. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't go there and expect. I'm not expecting.
It's not going to be Via Napoli.
Or Il Molino from the Dolphin, you know, or the Swan. I know what I'm getting in for. So, but we're doing that. And then Tuesday we have lunch reservations at Kona Cafe. So we've done breakfast there. We've done dinner there. Now we're going to do lunch. And they have a really interesting menu for lunch. So looking forward to that one too. So.
No, I mean, you're going to have a good time. And like I said, I mean, you're not going to leave there saying I can't wait to go back, but you're not going to say you don't want to go back. I mean, I just enjoy it because it's something different. It's a sit down meal. They don't price gouge you.
Yeah, yeah, and it's themed after Lady and the Tramp. And what's wrong with that? So.
I mean, it could be. How can I put it? All the restaurants in the Magic Kingdom, in my opinion, are lacking. They all could be better. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, really, I think Magic Kingdom's the one place where the counter service kind of outshines the table service, because they have some fantastic, especially in my opinion. I mean, I love Pecos Bills now, but Columbia Harbor House, I mean, they have some of the best counter service in the whole parks. And then their table service is still, even after Be Our Guest and Skipper Canteen opened up, they're still a little lacking. So.
Well, my favorite restaurant still in the park is Columbia Harbor House, and that's sad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not sad, but it's sad. I mean, and we've done this on the show before, and we'll probably do it again, and I would like to get the ladies involved, and I would like to do, like, the Main Street Pub's top 10 list of restaurants and, like, average them. You know what I'm saying? Do some kind of average. And I don't think the only one that has a shot, I think, of being on the list would be Our Guest, and that's just because they're in love with the beauty of the restaurant, not the actual food, I don't think. What do you
think? My wife's still trying to get a reservation there tomorrow night, and I'm kind of, that's okay, we really don't need to, and so, but.
Well, I hope she don't for your sake. I'm kidding.
I agree.
Now you're going to end up with too. Are you going to end up with the sticky wings here at the Kona Cafe for lunch?
No. I got a pretty good recipe for wings myself, so I don't think I buy wings out anymore. I can get them.
So, I'll tell you what, the Kona crab cakes look good.
So did the steamed buns. Those look good. There was a lot of stuff on the lunch menu that looked good. So,
yeah.
And actually, going through the appetizers, we may just get 3 or 4 appetizers and share them all and just eat that, because they were the best looking thing, I think. So.
Yeah, you could live large. I mean, grab some sushi, dragon roll, you know, entrees, the miso buttered strip loin. They have a Verlasso salmon. I mean, island style beef burger. Prices aren't bad either. $20 for that. As long as it comes with fries like it does, it's not bad.
No, I don't think so.
No, nothing worse than nothing. It's as bad. Don't you hate when you got to buy a la carte when you're buying, like, a burger? I mean, come on, man. I mean, don't you hate when they give you the chips and they don't give you fries with your burger?
Yeah, or you gotta pay $1.50 more or $2 just, more to get fries instead of chips.
Just make it one price. I'm not telling you not to charge me the dollar. Just don't make me decide. Just give me fries with my burger. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I mean, who really eats a burger without fries anyway? That's almost like it's part of the meal. So.
I mean, me and Brenda were going over the menus for our trip, and it had me going off again about the a la carte. It's like, you're the chef. You're supposed to design the meal for me. If I design the meal, what's the point of it? I might as well go and buy the food and cook it.
It's funny. Did you see Robbie's tweet about I guess they ate at Yachtsman too, another place. So, but I asked him how it was, and he said the entire time he sat there, all he could hear was Dennis grabbing about the a la carte menus.
So. Well, that was more me, not Dennis. I was the one grabbing about that.
Yeah.
And then I got him on board with it. It just It just make my meal up for me. You know what I mean? That's the whole idea of it. Just charge me the 50, 60, whatever you want to charge me, but don't make me decide my sides. But then it even, for some reason, am I wrong? And I know I'm crazy. When it's a la carte priced, it seems more than if it's just the price. Even if it comes out to the same number, it just seems more to me, don't it?
Yeah, and it's hard to look at something like a baked potato
for
and figure
bucks.
That you have to pay $9 or $10 for it, or a scoop of risotto you're going to pay $11 for. I mean, yeah, it's a lot easier to handle if you just wrap it all into the price.
Exactly. So. It's like I'm thinking, okay, I buy a bag of potatoes for $3, and then I throw it on my grill with little salt, wrap it in aluminum foil, and I go sit and watch TV. It ain't even work. It ain't like when they're doing a baked potato, it ain't like they're making a masterpiece. They're just throwing a potato in the oven.
That's it.
I don't know. That, just put it all in one price for me. That's all. I don't want a la carte. So what else you plan on doing, Johnny?
We got some fast passes. We got fast passes for Seven Dwarfs. We got the fast passes for us. Me and my son, Space Mountain. I think Big Thunder, but I think it might – it was closed, but I think it's open again. Jungle Cruise was closed, but we got it for that too, and the Haunted Mansion. We're going to do the big stuff there. We're going to catch the fireworks, see the parade. Might even go over to Tom Sawyer's Island just because I haven't done it in forever.
Yeah, so. I've heard it's been closed down, so check out. I think that's been – that was closed even before the storm from what I got.
I want to see the Muppet Show in Liberty Square. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's funny as heck. I enjoyed that. Now, that would be another one to be a nice time to just stand with a cold beer and sit on a bench and watch it. Wouldn't you like to get a nice bag of popcorn and a cold beer and just sit on Main Street?
Yes, I would. So, and I don't know, talking things over, it may not be too long before that is a possibility. So, well, I wouldn't put it past them because that's a lot of money they can make.
Well, and I wouldn't mind it. I mean, the thing of it is it cracks you up where like historians say that Walt wouldn't want beer in the parks. When I heard him talk about the other day, I was listening to Lou's show, and Corcus was on there with him, the historian. And they were talking about when Disneyland opened, a couple years later, they opened up like, I forget the name of it. It was a big, huge play area where they held weekends where they could hold picnics, and it was backed right up to Disneyland. It was Disney owned it, and they had horseshoes, volleyball. You could hold picnics and conventions and stuff there, and they actually sold beer there. So they sold beer at Disneyland right in the late 50s, early 60s, or whenever that opened up, whenever Walt was still alive, he's the one that was part of it. So they did sell alcohol before in Disneyland. So I don't know why it's such a problem.
I don't know. Casey's Corner with hot dogs just seems like a natural fit, doesn't it? So, I mean.
Oh,
so.
Dude, a nice hot dog, a nice cold. I'll even take a Bud Light. I'm in.
Yep, for there, I don't need something fancy. You get a good hot dog and a Bud Light or a Coors Light, that's all you need.
Well, that's all they – maybe at that park, that's all they do serve is the lighter beers. So you're not – you have to drink 55 to get a buzz on. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't – even though we love Golden Monkey and all like that, just don't serve that at the Magic Kingdom if you're afraid.
Right.
Of it. You
know? Yeah.
Even though we highly recommend Golden Monkey, but you got to do it responsible. As Victory Beer would tell you. But no, I mean, I'm looking forward to Periscope and Facebook Live, whatever you decide to do, John. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, I'll definitely get one done. Maybe the train ride, maybe the 3 o'clock parade. So we'll definitely get some periscoping going. So.
And get plenty of pictures for our website. and for the for the Twitter account. Make sure you tweet them out. So
you got it.
But that's going to be it, John. I'll let you go. Go get packed. I was trying to hold you on the show as long as possible so you don't get to go, because I'm really jealous.
Yeah, you got to live vicariously through me tomorrow. So.
Nah, everything you guys went through this week, you totally deserve a nice little week off. And you know,
yeah,
go enjoy yourself.
That's what we're thinking. So yeah. So.
Go enjoy yourself. Let me know when you get your new schedule so we know what to plan on this show, because John's going to be. Me and John's going to be carrying this show on for a while, and whenever Bob can pop in, and we're going to take it from there. I don't see me. We got show 400 coming up very soon. Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe it. I'm almost at 400 episodes.
You've been doing it a while then.
Yep, and people's been listening to me, and I don't know why, but I love all of our friends out there. I really enjoy the whole community we created here. And I love being a part of the Disney podcast community, and I don't see it, hopefully, God willing, it ain't going to stop anytime soon. So that's going to be it, John. You got to say goodbye to anybody?
Nope, that's it. Hope you guys have a great week.
And we will talk to you soon. If you can, follow John over at Beer Solo, and you can also find him at The Weekly Pint. I tweeted out your episode the other day, John. You could find our good buddy Dennis over at Oak Manor. You could find Bob at It's All in WDW. Head over to our website. Bob is still posting things from Food and Wine. He's doing a wonderful job over there. So head over to It's All in WDW. And please, guys, I know a lot of you book through Garden Grocer for us, and we really, really appreciate it. But if you could go through our website, It's All in WDW. That's the only way we're going to get credit for it. So if you could, please head over to the website and click the link and then book your little items through there, please. And I'd really, really appreciate it, because I've gotten multiple responses that people have used it, but they're just going right to the Garden Grocer site, because this is an audio podcast. And I know I'm guilty of it too, John. If I hear about something, a lot of times I just go to that site. I'm not going to go through the secondary site.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a long time, you hear people advertising Amazon and stuff, and if you just went directly to Amazon like I would, then the people never get any credit or for recommending you to go check out that site. You have to go to the actual website and then click the link.
I appreciate our listeners that have done it, but more have gone the wrong way, and I've gotten more apology letters saying they forgot to use ours than people have used it. So if you guys could, please head over to It's All in WDW and use the links to go to Garden Grocer, David's Vacation Club Rental. We'd really, really appreciate it. You could find me at good old Grumpy 6767, and you could find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye, folks.
Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors. American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. Well, that's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.